program is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
Win number money 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Munto Andy, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Chaliro ku, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
Headlines. Faith Musonda's lawyer to challenge client's 1 month prison sentence. UPND mocks opposition for continued loss in by-elections. Protests in Ukraine as Zelensky signs bill targeting anti-corruption bodies. To present the news, I'm Lucivilo Gondwe. Journalist and businesswoman Faith Musonda's lawyer Charles Changano has disclosed intentions to appeal the 1 month simple prison sentence imposed on his client for idle and disorderly conduct. On Monday, the acting Lusaka Chief Resident Magistrate Irene Wishimanga sentenced Ms. Musonda to 1 month simple imprisonment and a fine of 24 kwacha for idle and disorderly conduct. Ms. Musonda was found guilty of attempting to force her way into Community House, President Hakainde Hichilema's residence, to meet the First Lady on the 2nd of July 2025 between 12:30 and 1 a.m. But Mr. Changano has described the sentence as harsh, expressing shock that the court imposed both a fine and imprisonment. He argued that the law does not provide for simultaneous fining and sentencing, particularly for first-time offenders, hence intentions to appeal to the Supreme Court, citing concerns about the precedent set by the sentence and its potential impact on plea bargaining cases.
24 kwacha fine is okay because the maximum 60,000 penalty is 24 kwacha. But what is shocking is to give her a 1 month imprisonment because we have guidance from the Supreme Court and Court of Appeal that where a statute prescribes a fine, you should just fine, not say both, no. So we are trying to see the way forward on that sentence so that the Superior Court can explain it's heavy, it's harsh. You cannot fine again and then you give someone imprisonment when the law says where there is a fine and is a first offender and also there are no aggravated circumstances. You can't do that.
Konkola Copper Mines, KCM, has disclosed that illegal miners who had encroached on KCM property in Chingola have finally vacated the area following coordinated efforts with relevant authorities. Last month, KCM warned over the growing threat posed by unauthorized mining activities directly above the Nchanga underground mine, which posed a significant risk to structural stability of the mine, endangering the lives of thousands of employees working underground. However, KCM Acting Manager, Public Relations and Communications, Victoria Zimba, says the mine engaged law enforcement agencies to intervene in the matter and remove the illegal miners, commonly referred to as Jirabos, who have since vacated the sensitive licensed area. In response to a Phoenix Press query, Ms. Zimba has also disclosed that KCM miners are being attended to normally by the Occupational Health Institute of Zambia, which recently suspended silicosis examinations, a routine screening critical in identifying early signs of silicosis, a lung disease caused by prolonged exposure to silica dust in mining environments, citing accrued debts owed by the mining company. She says the Vedanta-run operation remains up to date with its payments to the Mine Workers Union and other creditors under terms agreed through its ongoing scheme of arrangement. Ms. Zimba has clarified that the mining company previously engaged the relevant institute and is current with its payments, while a legacy debt owed falls under the creditor's scheme of arrangement. UPND Deputy National Spokesperson Elvis Ngandu has attributed the party's success in recent by-elections to the opposition's failure to offer alternative policies, instead resorting to personal attacks on President Hakainde Hichilema and his government. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Ngandu boasts that the UPND's development record has made it difficult for the opposition to market their manifestos effectively. He has since urged opposition leaders to shift their focus from personal criticism to offering constructive policy ideas that can contribute to national development, emphasizing that democracy thrives on issue-based politics.
You know, the problem of our colleagues is that they don't talk about issues, they don't sell their manifesto, they don't talk about their policies. They only talk about individuals. It's Hakainde Hichilema in the morning, it's Hakainde Hichilema in the afternoon, in the evening, it's Hakainde Hichilema. So it will be very difficult, even maybe for the Zambian people, to take them seriously, because they don't talk about what alternative policies they want to put on the table so that the Zambian people be able to follow them. Maybe again it is difficult for them to offer alternative policies because of what we have done ourselves as UPND. So for us, I think we've been looking forward to seeing an alternative policy to free education.
However, the National Congress Party leader, Peter Chanda, has dismissed the notion of engaging in personal attacks, saying he focused on providing solutions to the challenges faced by residents in Mufuwe constituency during the recent by-elections.
I've been campaigning, I'm sure you have been following on the social media. To me, President Hakainde Hichilema is not my campaign song. Basically, it is what people are going through on the ground, which is the source of concern. First and foremost, when you look at the road from Mukushi going to Serenge up to Nabushmanda itself or the Mpika, the road is a death trap. So I don't understand what the Honorable Elvis Ngandu is talking about. Because the road is pathetic, I don't know. Maybe him, because he's minister and he goes by a plane going into Kasama to go to his constituency, he doesn't know what is happening on the ground.
Governance expert Gilbert Chisenga has expressed concern that the transfer of former Health Minister Sylvia Masebo has not yielded tangible results in the fight against corruption in the health sector. This follows a recent forensic audit into the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, which has revealed a multi-million kwacha corruption scandal allegedly involving senior government officials. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Chisenga has attributed the lack of progress to inadequate political will, saying more decisive action, including arrests, prosecutions and convictions to restore public confidence in the government's anti-corruption efforts. He notes that while Zambia has anti-corruption frameworks in place, there's need to establish ministry-specific task forces to complement existing efforts. Mr. Chisenga is of the view that these task forces would focus on preventive measures and internal controls within ministries, potentially curbing misuse at ministerial level.
The transfer of the then Minister of Health, Honorable Masebo, from Health to Minister of Land, that in itself did not solve the problem at ZAMSA. What we expected was the President to constitute a powerful task force team to investigate the corruption at ZAMSA. That was not done. Remember the issue of those containers that went missing? That issue was not tackled the way Zambians expected it to be tackled. It went quiet not until the Auditor General's report exposed a high degree of corruption at ZAMSA. Now, even up to today, we have not seen a high degree of political will from the highest office in the land, the office of the President.
In global news, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has signed a bill that critics say weakens the independence of the country's anti-corruption bodies, sparking protests and drawing